Goodman said, "Enjoyment is not a goal, it is a feeling that accompanies important ongoing activity." Surely the putting together of and reading a potpourri of poems is such an activity. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. I'll begin with F. Richard Thomas's poem on finding a dusty copy of Tropic of Cancer at the back of my bookshelf. Musk and Turkish tobacco pack my throat and lungs, lump in my stomach, and I feel the old ache for the seedy and sweaty. From the body's damp hollows, pungent roses sprout. I would eat them, swallow them to their roots in the skin's loam, suck the goat smell of death and come alive, musk and smoke hissing and moaning like waves through the dark blood in my veins. The Substitute is by Alice Fryman. The dentist's waiting room was airless, refugee dust clammy in the drapes, and somewhere a clock. 4 20-gallon tanks, so algae-covered, angels with shadows grouping in a cave. His drill, a mantis praying from a hook, and I remember the sound of his shoe pressing the lever to the floor. I learned early how to grip a chair, open up for pain. What did he know of Novocaine? What did I know of numbers on an arm? I was 14. April 1947. His eyes studying his right hand, the hooked steel of his explorer. I'd like to paint you. I pin-curled my hair, flipped my scarf like Doris Day, and went. The white coat that cracked when he leaned, his tiny mirrored neck bent for sins, the stiff brush for his hands, gone. He wore slippers and food stains, bowed like a maitre d' offering a lady a chair, then squeezed his tubes. The apartment smelled of yesterday's lunch, of attics, trunks of baby clothes, camphor dresses from Russia, a blue feathered hat saved for Sundays, perhaps. A long walk, then tea with crushed raspberries sucked through a cube of sugar, dissolving between the teeth like the final sweetness before hell began, and hell's afterlife, a stranger standing next to a mechanized chair. He rolled up one sleeve deliberately as if he wanted me to look, as if he'd waited years for this, then posed me seated before a cup of tea. "Tip your head," he pleaded, "the way you used to." The clock listened from the other room. The four aquariums glowed green as a curse or one of those candles that remembers all night long. Philip Appleman tells us how evolution came to Indiana. In Indianapolis, they drive 500 miles and end up where they started, survival of the fittest, in the swamps of Auburn and Elkhart, the jungles of South Bend. One-cylinder, chain-driven runabouts fall to air-cooled V4s, two-speed gearboxes, 16-horse flat twin midships engines, carcasses left behind by monoblock motors, electric starters, three-speed gears, six cylinders, two-chain drive, overhead cams supercharged to 88 miles an hour in second gear, the age of Leviathan. There is grandeur in this view of life, as endless forms most beautiful and wonderful are being evolved. And then the drying up, the panic, the monsters dying. Elkhart, Cord, Auburn, Duesenberg, Stutz, somewhere out there, the chassis of Studebakers, Marmons, Lafayettes, Bendixes, all rusting in high-octane smog. Ashes to ashes, they end up where they started. This has been a potpourri of poetry on The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.